Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as we continue through the devotional journal, A Heart of Thanksgiving, today's topic is being thankful for a kingdom of light. As I begin this broadcast, I assume that we've not yet gotten final results from the election, as my social media feeds have not been filled with posts from either side. My group of friends is kind of divided over support for each major candidate, and so I suspect if either had a clear victory, I would be seeing things about that. And so as that process continues, I want to remind all of us that this world, this country that I live in, and whatever country you live in, is simply our temporary home. It's one that we live in, we work in, we represent Jesus in, at least we ought to. But we really live as kingdoms, as citizens of a different kingdom. A kingdom of light. One of the things that God tells us is that it's through Jesus that He has qualified us to live as children of light, to live within this kingdom of light. Now, I don't know how well you like dark places. There are those that do. And within our culture specifically, oftentimes those that are seeking out the dark places are really looking for somewhere to hide. As a child, many of us were scared of the dark. We were afraid that there would be something hidden that we could not see. And how many children have called out for a mom or a dad to come bring a light, to look under the bed, to look in the closet, because they knew the light would expose the hidden dangers that they were confident existed. It's been somewhat fascinating and somewhat sad as I watch the different election races leading up to yesterday's final election day. And how much time was spent on accusing the other candidate, whoever that was, of living in the darkness, of hiding things, of things being unrevealed. And frankly, they probably were all right that there were things hidden by each candidate. But I'm guessing if you or I were to have to live under the same degree of scrutiny, we would be very fearful of a light shining brightly through our entire life. There are things that we have hidden that we would just as soon remain hidden. And so while living in a kingdom of light is a great and glorious thing, it offers us an element of safety and protection, there ought to be some level of trembling. The good news is that even as the light exposes our wickedness, our sin, our evil deeds, God has made a way through Jesus to deal with those, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Today's topic in the weekly prayer guide, which is a second week about a better kingdom, is about a kingdom of righteousness, of joy, of peace. I hear those and I read those in scripture and I think, well, that really describes the kingdoms of this world. And what joy to live in that kind of a kingdom. To know that this kingdom of light, this kingdom of righteousness, of joy, of peace, is ours. Not just in the future, but God says we can live as that kind of citizen now. You see, as we walk in the light, I believe it's John that writes, if we walk in the light as He, as God, as Jesus is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another. When we begin to uncover the darkness that's within us, we have greater opportunity to have fellowship with one another. It's when we keep things hidden, when we keep secrets, I can remember groups that would gather on the playgrounds at school. It seemed like they were always whispering something, and when others would come around, there would be silence. And it's not that at that point in my life that I ever really had a need or felt that I wanted to be a part of a group. The idea frightened me terribly. But it was obvious by watching, by observing, that if you weren't already a part of that group, you weren't welcome. The darkness, the secrets that were contained within it were just for them. And in this kingdom of light, God says, you didn't get here by your own works. You didn't get here by your own might, your own power, your own goodness. You got here through the blood of Jesus, who qualified you to be a citizen of this kingdom of light. And has the power, the ability, the desire to qualify every person that you'll encounter today to be a part of that kingdom. You know, as I watch the election season unfold and the darkness that would exist in trying to make one candidate appear better than the other and one appear worse than the other. And watch as it became a dividing point in many circles of people. And if views differed, if beliefs differed, if life practices differed, then the inclusiveness that would often be claimed really didn't exist. There was an expectation of conformity to be a part of whatever group. And God says, your conformity isn't based on being like everybody else. It's based on being more and more like Jesus every day. That He is the one who qualifies you to be a part of His kingdom. It's not me, it's not the preacher, it's not a priest somewhere, it's Jesus. And because He has the power, the authority, the desire to qualify all who would come to Him, then that removes any possibility of us denying anyone entrance into His kingdom. He's the one that in the end separates the sheep from the goats, the righteous from the unrighteous. He's the one that knows who has entered through the gate and who is an imposter. And living as citizens in this kingdom of light gives us the responsibility of sharing the light of Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus is the light of the world, that all who come to Him will no longer walk in darkness. But you and I have a responsibility in that, because Jesus also said that you are the light of the world. It's not that we're all that bright by ourselves, but we ought to be representing the One who gives true light to all who seek it, to all who look. Today, as we pray, I would encourage you to continue to pray for your community, your church, your state, your nation, for the world that is also waiting on the results of a U.S. election. But I would pray that you would live as a kingdom citizen, a citizen of light, being the light of Jesus wherever you go. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are indeed a God that loves us. You're a God that has called us to yourself. You have called us, and not only called us, you have qualified us to be citizens in your kingdom of light. And Father, even in the times where we're uncomfortable with the light exposing our deeds of darkness, may we find comfort in your presence. May we recognize that your exposing of our deeds is not meant to shame us or condemn us, but to bring about a transformation and a change that would make us more like Jesus every day. Father, as I pray, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, and I pray that they too would know what it's like to live as a children in this kingdom of light. That the fears that they often have of darkness would be dispelled. And not just the physical darkness in their room or anywhere else, but the darkness of this world would be dispelled by the light of Jesus, that we would shine on them and share with them and be to them. Father God, as I pray for those that are struggling today. There are people that are so wrapped up in the political process of our nation, of their state, of their city, that there seems in their mind to be no way to continue if elections do not go the way they hope and wish and plan for. And Father, I pray for those that are living with great anxiety today, that you would fill them with the peace, with the knowledge that there is a better kingdom, that we can live as citizens of a kingdom without anxiety, without worry, without fear, that whether things stay the same or whether they change or whether they improve or they get worse, here on earth there is a better kingdom that we can live as citizens of. And through whatever circumstances prevail, may we learn the secret of contentment that Paul wrote about. God, I pray for our next president, whether it's a continuation of what we have or whether it's a new president. I pray that you would continue to surround our leaders with godly people that would lift them up in prayer, that would advise them, that would help them to seek the good of all people. As you've asked us to, I pray that they would lead in such a way that we can live peaceful and quiet lives that can represent Jesus effectively. And Father, as we live as sojourners here on earth, as wanderers, in a foreign land. May we be thankful for the kingdom of light that we are a part of. And even when the exposing of the deeds of darkness brings pain and discomfort, may we do that in a way that offers hope, that offers forgiveness, that offers the mercy and compassion that we ourselves have received from you. And God, today I pray that all of our responses in person, on social media, in whatever manner that we respond to people, would be done so in a way that lifts up Jesus, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.